serving communities in northern and central Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. This is Aspirus Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
Finding out you're pregnant can be one of the most exciting times of your life, but it can also be one of the most nerve-wracking. What can you do now to prepare yourself and your loved ones for the new baby even before it's born? My guest today is Tricia Steffen. She's a registered nurse and certified women's wellness educator and lactation counselor at Aspirus Health System. Welcome to the show, Tricia. So a woman finds out she's pregnant. The emotions are running in so many different directions. What do you tell women is the first most important thing to do?
One of the most important things, and by the way, thank you for having me, is to get in and see somebody like myself, a prenatal care nurse. And most places have somebody that you can go to see right away to help you choose what provider that you would like to see. Some people have higher risk situations, like they are a known diabetic or have had high risk pregnancies in the past, and they need a little bit more specialized provider than a family practice sometimes. So we try to match people with the best provider for them and then also help them to be healthy before they see that provider. Some women come in so very early and there's not much that they can do at a provider visit. So I encourage them to get a prenatal vitamin or help them get a prescription for that. I talk about what do they need to do for eating. You know, we're so fixed on the old way that people used to talk about diet and nutrition with pregnancy, and that you're eating for two and you should eat double the amount, and that's not necessarily healthy for women. So I go over things like that, and maybe what grandma and mom are telling them aren't exactly the most perfect things, and just tailor it to their care and what they need. I also talk about what plans they might have, and then we get into that later on during pregnancy about their labor and delivery thoughts.
So once you've gotten them on a good prenatal vitamin and gotten them going with a provider, and yeah. So they've made their appointment, and then what? What about some of, you mentioned nutrition and eating for two, which is kind of a myth these days.
Yeah.
So what do you tell them about healthy eating and exercise in that first trimester?
Yeah.
Because some women, Tricia, are afraid to exercise.
They are. I encourage women that are healthy, have no significant medical history. If they've been doing some type of exercise routine, that they can certainly continue that. It's things that your body is used to that you can continue with. And it is so important to look at pregnancy like preparing for a marathon. You think about delivery as the marathon itself. Nobody wakes up one day and says, I'm going to run a marathon or do an event like that without doing some practice. And staying active and mobile during your pregnancy will help you better prepare for that labor and delivery and make it a much easier event for you and your provider. The nutrition as well, it's more just focusing on making healthier choices instead of volume. Some days you may feel more hungry because of those hormones and some days less hungry, again, because of the hormones. It depends on the fluctuation of them and at what time. Looking at my chart given by the U.S. government for us to follow about what daily recommendations are is a good guideline. However, some women are vegan and maybe don't eat meat, so I can help them make some choices about where to get that protein that they're going to need for pregnancy.
What about morning sickness? This is a first trimester issue for some
yes.
women, many women. And what do you tell them they can do about that morning sickness?
For morning sickness, there are several things. Most of all, it's checking with their medical history first, but there's a lot of things. Smaller meals, eating a little bit of protein before bed, some peanut butter toast at night sometimes can help hold them over till morning so they're not so ill. It's keeping a little bit of something in their stomach. Staying well hydrated is so important, and that can be hard when you're not feeling well. So having a little bit of food with that liquid, maybe having the prenatal vitamin with dinner instead of having it on an empty stomach in the morning are a couple of good things to start with. We have one provider here who encourages her patients, if nothing else is working, some like salty potato chips and lemonade, though that's not a healthy diet, but occasionally something like that for some reason seems to trigger that. And when you meet with a provider, they may have little tips like that for you, as well as checking in with your prenatal care nurse as well.
And before we move on to the second trimester, there are mm-hmm. certain foods that are kind of on the no list besides alcohol, obviously smoking.
Yeah.
And people must ask about eggs and sushi and caffeine.
Right.
And what do you tell them about some of those things?
Yes. fish especially, the larger the ocean fish or even our local lake fish a lot of times have a lot of mercury in them. The bigger the fish, the more mercury they contain, and that can be cause a lot of damage to a fetus growing. So limiting the amount of fish that you take in and not having large ocean fish like shark or tuna, fresh tuna steaks and sushi type things, making sure anything you eat especially is well cooked to prevent infection. But limited amounts of shrimp and canned tuna are fine, 12 ounces or less a week. Then you were talking again about making sure your meats and eggs, everything is cooked well. I know it's so hard. If you're making a batch of cookies, you want to dip your finger in and have a little taste of that. If you must, then I would say do that before the eggs are added. And just being very cautious of what raw things are going in. We don't want you to have any violent abdominal or gut infections during pregnancy, because that can be kind of dangerous, and especially going into that dehydration state, which is something we want to completely avoid. You must stay well hydrated during pregnancy. Blood volume is increasing, sometimes up to 4 extra pounds by the end of pregnancy, so that's a lot of blood that women are accumulating and need to keep those fluids up and prevent infection.
And speaking of weight, do we keep track of how much weight you gain, especially in those first couple of trimesters? And also, when is the first ultrasound? Is that first or second?
Yes. So for weight gain, an average woman gains about 25 to 35 pounds during pregnancy. Now, that's not all fat stores. Most of that is, like I said, the blood volume was 4 pounds. Your uterus can be 2 to 3, baby 6 to 9 by the end, a placenta. Everything has weight to it, and it all adds up. So keeping on track with that, first trimester, it's not uncommon for women to actually lose a few pounds. Not that we're encouraging you to, and you should never try to lose weight during pregnancy. But just by thinking, oh my goodness, I'm pregnant, now women all of a sudden focus on eating those healthier foods and essentially put themselves on a diet, which is a good way to lose weight. But 3 to 6 pounds in the first trimester, and then up to 1 pound a week after that until baby is born.
And what about that first ultrasound? When does that take place?
The first ultrasound really depends on your provider. If we are unsure of your last menstrual period, you may come in for an early ultrasound, no matter what provider you have, because we want to know when that baby is due. A difference of 1 to 2 weeks can make a lot of difference if we think you're going over in pregnancy. So we want to know when that baby is due. So the early ultrasound can give us a very accurate measurement of that. Our typical ultrasound that everybody gets is at 20 weeks. That's the one where you can see the baby really well. They look at baby from head to toe, measuring all the organs, the heart, the chambers of the heart, liver, kidney, measuring bones, and get a really good look at that little peanut and make sure everything is intact and well for delivery so we can be prepared if we need any extra assistance.
And what about sex?
Sex is perfectly safe unless your doctor has advised otherwise. I encourage women to do what they're comfortable with. If it doesn't feel like something you want to do at that time, then by all means, withhold. But there is no reason if you're feeling and you and your partner both are consensual to that and want to continue with sex, that is perfectly fine, again, unless otherwise advised by your provider.
So we're in the second trimester, and while these are not long segments, we want to get through as much as we can. So what about things like planning for the baby, getting room ready, names, that sort of thing? Do you advise people to wait on that sort of thing? And what about some red flags that maybe some things are not going as planned?
Yes. Well, one of the first visits I do talk about common warning signs, things that I would like a mom to come in for. Any vomiting and diarrhea for more than 24 hours, that's a big red flag that maybe we're worrying about dehydration, and dehydration can be a cause for preterm labor. I also encourage moms to have a dental checkup early in pregnancy just to be sure that there are no hidden infections as well. Other things, fevers over 100. In second trimester and later, any sudden changes in vision or ongoing headaches that are unbearable. And then any bleeding, though there can be some light spotting after intercourse due to some hormonal changes, if it's anything more than that, we want you to be seen and make sure that everything is going okay. Then as far as what you can do and sharing the news and getting baby room ready and names, by all means, as soon as you are excited and want to do those things, I recommend going and do that. It helps to create that bonding at the time of birth. So even before that baby is born, you're creating those moments and that time with that baby inside of you to make sure that you're bonded well, and that also helps get breastfeeding off to a good start if that's what you are choosing.
Okay, so let's move on to the third trimester. It's almost time, and maybe some people have found out the sex of their baby, maybe they have not. So what do you tell new parents, Tricia, as the most important thing for the impending new parents about getting ready for that baby, the lack of sleep that they may be about to experience, and all of that exciting time for new baby?
Right. This is one important thing that I like to talk with my new moms and dads about. We are so used to the TV show where we have, you know, 10, 15 family members around us as soon as that baby comes out and it's all swaddled up and everybody's passing the baby around. But in real life, that's really not the best plan, especially if a mom is planning to breastfeed. So by 28 weeks, 30 weeks, I like to ask moms, what are their plans? Are they planning to breastfeed? And how do they picture delivery going? What different things do they want? I know different providers offer different things. And in Medford here, we do have water birth available per some providers. So if those are specialty things that a patient is looking to do, we need to be prepared for that. You can't just walk in and say, yep, I want to have a water birth. So we need to talk about different relaxation techniques, making a plan for that, and not necessarily a hard plan. Nobody's going to hold you to those things, but making sure that you're aware of how you want to achieve those goals. So I guess the most important thing is making sure you let us know what things you definitely want to happen and who you want present. I also encourage parents to maybe think about keeping the delivery as a little bit more intimate. That delivery time and your stay in the hospital is much shorter than it ever was. 2 days for a normal vaginal delivery. So that's a very short amount of time to have all the help that you could have to learn how to care for this new little baby. So taking advantage of that and maybe encouraging family to come over with a meal and visit you at home, and then maybe allowing you to go get a shower, they could tend to baby at that time, or help with a load of laundry, which would give you more time to hold that baby and be ready for breastfeeding and get that bonding really secured.
So wrap it up for us then, Tricia, for new parents to be, and your best advice for once they find out they're pregnant, what do they do next?
Once you find out you're pregnant, call where you plan to be seen by your provider. Ask what services they have. If they have somebody like myself, a prenatal care nurse, where you can come in as soon as possible and get these things planned out, make sure you're on the right track. Check for any high risk that you may be prone to, and get on a prenatal vitamin right away. Then you get set up with your doctor and follow all of your visits. It's so important to stay in contact with your doctor and those regular visits throughout the entire pregnancy to make sure you and baby and your whole family are healthy.
Thank you so much for being with us today. What great information, and how exciting for new parents to be. You're listening to Aspirus Health Talk, and for more information, you can go to aspirus.org. That's aspirus.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.